the things that leading medical organizations, children's charities, and educational groups like the National Union of Teachers are worried about, two concerns mainly. First of all, that broadcasters will now have a financial incentive to write storylines in dramas or sitcoms or whatever, deliberately to give them the opportunity to feature a product of some sort, a mobile phone, a piece of food, whatever it might be, something for which they earn a fee over and above the one for the program. And secondly, and particularly, that by allowing, for example, alcohol or gambling or in particular fast food, junk food, to be promoted, that will encourage, you know, the sort of the misuse and the misbehavior associated with those products that we know so much about already.
Is the plan to rescind the ban evidence of the government coming under real pressure from the commercial TV companies?
Yes, the government is quite open about the fact that particularly ITV have come to them and said, listen, we're having a hard time, there's a recession on, we're under pressure from the internet, revenues are declining, ad revenue is declining in particular, you know, we need you to help us out. And ministers are quite open about the fact that they want to give them sort of a bit of a helping hand by doing this.
These groups represent some quite hefty opposition. I mean, the National Union of Teachers, the British Heart Foundation, which... Does it still seem likely that the government will press ahead with the plan to rescind the ban?
It's certainly a very broad and influential coalition. And beyond the lobbying that they're doing, there are also several fairly heavyweight cabinet ministers who have quite serious concerns about this. Andy Burnham, when he was Ben Bradshaw's predecessor as Culture Secretary, said, you know, rejected it outright in a very public way and said it would contaminate British programming and ruin its reputation for impartiality. Ed Balls, the Children and School Secretary, has concerns as well. So does Hilary Benn, there may be others. So it's hard to tell them which way the government will go on this. I think one key player in this politically will probably turn out to be Peter Mandelson, the business secretary, because he is on a general mission to improve life for business during a recession and reduce regulation and unnecessary restrictions on business. So I think it's too close to call this one at the moment.